Hey, natural pro bodybuilder CC Matthews here. I just wanted to kind of go ahead and put this audio together for you so you would also have another form of media to help you along the way with your bodybuilding preparation. Now, a couple of things we're going to go over. We're going to talk about, the trunk selection, your posing trunks, and also the posing, the routine, a little bit about the tanning, some things about traveling, and also some pointers to after the show. Once you are completed, you have the first place trophy in your hand and the things to do after you have that. Okay, so starting with the trunks, a couple things I want to point out. Now, I do recommend dark trunks, since they tend to create an illusion of a flatter midsection or V taper. You want to try to avoid the light colors, to include white, because light colors tend to make the waist look bigger than what it actually is. Get different sizes, because if you wear a larger size, let's say 2 or 3 months out from the show, I can guarantee you that, on contest day, you're probably going to be more around a medium size. So make sure you get, a couple sizes whenever you're ordering your trunks. Now, slender bodybuilders can get away with smaller trunks, while more massive bodybuilders, they need more fuller trunks, so just kind of keep that in mind. And a number of cuts and styles are available. You have like the Brazilian cut, the European cut, the flex cut, the American cut, and so forth. But just please do me a favor, do yourself a favor, and the audience a favor, and keep your fruit of balloons at home. We don't want to see those. So, yeah, and just a couple things on posing. You have to remember that practice improves placing. And I'll say that again so that way it can sink in and you really get this and we drive this point home. Practice improves placing, okay? Now, you want to make sure you're mastering the front relaxed poses or the front relaxed pose, okay? And your quarter turns and mandatories are essential to your success, because every time, like I stated on the DVD, every time you come from a front double bicep or any other pose, you're always going to come back to the front relaxed pose. So make sure, again, make sure you practice and spend time in that pose. You should not be shaking, you should not be fidgeting around, you should look very comfortable in that pose. You should pretty much, just sit there like a statue and not move at all, but have a big smile on your face. Now, and another thing too, just make sure you nail the back poses, because many of times when the show is close, 9 times out of 10, the back poses will determine the tiebreaker. Because, once they start giving you quarter turns and you turn around and, you're facing the rear of the stage and your back is facing the judges, that back, a lot of guys can look pretty good in the front, but when you turn around, those glutes are sitting there, hamstrings and that lower back, so make sure you get those poses down, keeping in mind, the flex of the calves, hamstrings being flexed, and also the glutes. So don't forget those. So when you go up into that front, into the rear lat spread or the back or rear double bicep, make sure you also keep in mind that, hey, let me keep the legs tight, keep them flexed, okay? And whenever, like as far as the routine, I've coached a competitor before who had problems with bringing in his glutes, So whenever you have your routine and you're outlining your poses that you're gonna do, so let's say if you're having problems with your glutes, leave out your back poses and just focus on your stronger points. So say if you have big shoulders and a good chest, make sure like you're doing any kneeling poses or something like that. That way it takes your legs out of the picture if your legs are not your strong point. And also if you have like a weak mid area, or weak abs, and try to stay away from like the hand overhead abdominal and thigh and go with, like a crab style, most muscular, but bring your hands up to where they're covering up your midsection, and you kind of taking that out of the equation. So just keep that in mind. whenever you're putting your routine together, you want to make sure you highlight your strengths and also hide your weaknesses. And another thing, you know, just to build up that endurance, you know, while you're on stage posing, make sure, like, during your workouts, you know, in contest prep, that you try to pose between your sets, you know, because that's not only helping you with the endurance, but it's really creating that mind and muscle connection. Because, you know, you're sitting there, let's say you're hitting chest one day, and between the chest workout, you know, between sets, you stand up, go over there in front of the mirror, you know, hit you a couple shots, you know, like the front lat spread, the side chest, you know, a lot of different things to help push some even more blood and nutrients into that area. And I know that, especially if you're in a pretty busy health club or a gym, you may feel kind of weird, you know, posing and everybody looking at you, but hey, don't even worry about them, okay? They're weird and not you. You're doing it for a reason. So keep your mind focused on the prize and why you're doing it, and make sure you get that posing in between those workout sets, because it's really going to help your endurance come contest day. And another thing, try to pose with your eyes closed. So say you go in front of a mirror, right? And you strike a pose. You have to remember, there's not going to be any mirrors on stage. So after you strike that pose, close your eyes, okay? And then hold that pose. Then from there, go ahead and open your eyes, turn around, do whatever you got to do, but then come back to another pose. But this time I want you to keep your eyes closed, and then strike the pose, and I want you to look in the mirror and just kind of see where your arm position is, where everything, the foot placement, everything. You look at your legs, look at all that stuff, and then get that feeling in your mind and, you know, relate that to how you're going to be feeling when you're posing on stage without a mirror. So continue to practice that, you know, without a mirror, but also going in front of a mirror, but having your eyes closed, strike a pose, and then open your eyes to look and see if you nailed it. And if you have a small mirror, I would even recommend placing a small mirror in front of you while you have a big mirror behind you. And that's going to help you hit your back poses. Or you can go as far as, you know, recording your posing routine, which is something I highly recommend, you know, and then that way you can kind of come back home, put the DVD in or plug it up to your computer and check out your poses from there. And that way you really get an idea of how it looks and how everything flows together, because, you know, your transitions and everything else is just as important as picking the actual poses. And if you have a bit of a blocky waistline, whenever you're selecting your pose or whenever you're doing, like, let's say a front double bicep, you know, make sure you twist at the torso a little bit to kind of take away from that blocky midsection. And that way it'll kind of continue to give you that V-taper look and not take away from your physique, but also, you know, help those lats flare out a little bit more. So just keep that in mind if you have a blocky, you know, wet waistline. But another thing too, if you do have a blocky waistline, I would recommend that instead of doing barbell squats, you know, try to go with the Smith machine, because whenever you have the barbell squats, even if you have on a belt, you know, a lot of times your obliques, they're working as a stabilizing muscle, so they have a tendency to grow thicker. So you should, you know, kind of stray away from just free weight squats for a while and focus more on the Smith machine, because the Smith machine, it takes away the balance, and so your obliques and all are kind of out of the equation, and you're not forced to use them as stabilizing muscles to perform that movement. So keep that in mind if that is an issue, if you are having that problem or have that problem area, okay? And, you know, if you forget your routine, say you've spent countless hours putting it together, you just feel that you're comfortable, you're ready to go out there and dominate the stage, and you get there, all these butterflies and everything, which, by the way, you are going to have butterflies. I don't care how long you've been competing, how many shows, and if it's your first show, oh man, you might as well just, you're going to have some big butterflies. But say you get on stage and you forget your routine, which it does happen. You know, just go ahead and go with the flow. You know, strike you a couple poses, do the mandatories, get you a couple of most muscular poses in there, bow, and then walk off, you know, because don't let the audience know that you forgot your routine. Just simply, you know, put a big smile on your face, even though you're nervous, and like I said, even get them pumped, you know, pump the crowd up, you know, kind of throw that hand behind the ear and, you know, lean your ear towards the direction of that crowd, pump them up. And if you do something like that, that'll look a lot better than you going out and just really, really looking like you don't, that you're not supposed to be on stage and you don't have any idea of what you're doing. So again, if you forget that posing routine, still just do some mandatories. You can't go wrong with that. And even go in the direction of the mandatories to give you, you know, a nice transition. So starting in the front, either go to the left or to the right, then face the rear, then turn them back around to the left or to the right, then maybe go down to a kneeling shot, stand back up, hit your most muscular, walk to either side of the stage, do a most muscular, go to the other side, do like a front double bicep, and boom, there you have it. You know, that's your routine. All right, so just keep that in mind if you do forget your routine, okay? And as far as tanning, you know, we talked a little bit about that on the DVD. But you want to try to start applying, you know, one coat on Wednesday. And it really just depends on the complexion of your skin. But if you're fairly complected or you have light skin, you know, you want to go ahead and start putting that coat on so it can kind of sink in and really start setting that base coat, okay? And you want to go ahead and go and inform your friends or family or whomever is helping you with, you know, backstage or even in your hotel room. Just go ahead and tell them, hey, look, you know, I won't be taking any showers from Wednesday or Thursday on up until the show or after the show. So that way they're informed and they understand what they're stepping into or walking into. Because, you're going to have some body odor. But because you don't want to put on all those coats and then go jump in the shower and have, you know, rinse off a couple coats. Because they are time consuming unless you are going to a professional tanning salon where they spray it on you, which only takes what, maybe 5-10 minutes max. But if you're having someone apply this stuff, it can be very time consuming. So you don't want to go into the shower and have one or two coats, you know, going down the drain, so to speak. But, you know, and another thing, you don't want to tan your face until like the night before the show or the morning of the show. And, you know, you just want to make sure you go ahead and shave, use some exfoliator or whatever, and try to really clean off all the shaving cream. Because if you keep, or some of the shaving cream remains in your pores, it doesn't matter if you put any tanning product on your face, it'll still appear white once you get up on stage. You know, so make sure you really clean that face off before you apply that tanning lotion, and you'll be all set and ready to go. And then, you know, backstage before prejudging, you know, put the finishing touches on your tan and have, you know, somebody step about 3 feet away from you and spray you with Pam, you know, to give you that nice shiny sheen. But if you put too much Pam on, you know, just go ahead and grab a towel and start blotching, you know, your skin to take away some of the excess sheen. And make sure you stand on a towel too, because whenever you, even though that person is standing, you know, 3 feet away and it's landing on you, a lot of times that oil or, you know, from that Pam, it lands on the floor and it can become very slippery. And a lot of people are walking backstage barefooted. So, you know, just kind of look out for your fellow competitors and, you know, keep safety in mind when you're doing this stuff backstage, okay? And then even a lot of times too, the promoters or whoever backstage, they'll make sure you're not, you know, dirtying the place up, because you don't want to do that either. And also, whenever you're putting on your tanning lotion, you can also use a little Dream Tan to help bronze everything before putting on the Pam. But, you know, after you have that Pam on, you're sitting backstage, you know, go ahead and start your warm up. And if you've been warming up, because a lot of times you'll start warming up and the show may get, you know, pushed back a little bit, or your class is supposed to be the first one out on stage. So you're looking at timing everything at 9 o'clock and let's say the show get pushes back to 9:30. So you don't want to be backstage, you know, just pumping up for an hour straight. So make sure you're timing everything and you're aware of how the show is going, the speed of the show, which class is going up before you, kind of like the order of the show. And you want to make sure you know what's going on at all times, because that's the last thing you want to do is miss the opportunity to go out on stage and be a part of your class and get disqualified. That's not a good feeling, especially when you've been dieting for, you know, 12 to 18 weeks to get ready for a show. So keep that in mind when you're backstage. And if you have any food, you know, that's the perfect time to go ahead and, you know, get you a little bit of carb, the low glycemic carbs in, and just a little bit of protein to help with the digestion. But other than that, just kind of keep everything pretty solid. And of course, you know, just sip a little bit just to flush that food down so that you're ready to go. But when pumping up, you know, try to stay away from the legs, because the legs and the abs have, you know, they look better when they're not pumped up. You know, so like shoulders, what you want to do is definitely work on the side laterals, because that's going to make those shoulders, the caps on your shoulders, appear wider. You're going to look more wider up top. Your waistline is going to look even smaller. You know, so doing lightweight with, you know, high reps, that's ideal. You know, things like push-ups. You know, maybe elevate your feet up on a bench and then do push-ups to where you're hitting the upper chest. So that's also going to make the chest look full. And you can do just a little bit, you know, of maybe tricep dips just to get some blood in there, and definitely pump up the arms to get some blood going there, you know, to increase the vascularity. But you don't want to pump up too much, because if you get too pumped and you're standing out there posing, trust me, you're going to be really exhausted. So, you know, just pace yourself when you're backstage, pumping up and getting ready to go on stage. And again, you know, make sure you keep those slippers on, you know, your flip-flops or whatever kind of shoes you have on backstage, because that is also going to help, you know, keep you warm. Because a lot of times backstage, the floor is cold, and if you're walking around barefooted and you're trying to warm up, it could take you a little bit longer, because, you know, a lot of your body heat exits through your head but also through your feet. So keep, you can either keep a scully on, like some headgear, and also some flip-flops to kind of keep your feet off the floor. And that should help you out. And even dark-skinned competitors, you know, should be applying some tanning solution or tanning lotion, because you don't want to go on stage looking ashy. I mean, because when those lights hit you, I don't care how much cocoa butter you put on, how much lotion, but if you don't have any tanning products on you, it will show. I mean, I've seen competitors get up there and, I mean, they look terrible. It takes away from your physique. It makes you look like you don't know what you're doing. So put you about two or three coats on to blend everything. It's just going to really help, you know, present your package in, you know, the best way. So go ahead and throw a couple coats on, see how you look. If you think you need another one, hey, go right ahead. Because when you're on stage, and that's another thing too, when you're on, let's say if you're at the gym or if you're in your hotel room or wherever you're putting your coats on, your tanning coats on, it's going to be a lot different than the lighting on stage, okay? So if you're looking dark in your hotel room, you're probably going to be just right on the stage at the contest. But if you are in your hotel room or wherever you're putting your stuff on, your tanning product on, and you just look like you've been out in the sun a couple hours, or if you're at the beach, like you just tanned on the beach, you definitely want to go darker than that. You know, I would rather be too dark than too light, because when you're too light, you know, you don't get the full definition, you don't get to see your full definition of your muscles, and you just take away from your physique. So make sure you're applying enough tanning solution or tanning lotion on your physique, you know, to present it the best way possible, okay? And a couple things I want to go over about traveling. Traveling is always, you know, is always a thing to address, because a lot of times you may have bodybuilding competition about, you know, an hour away from your home, or it can be as far as 3 or 4 hour drive. or sometimes you may even fly to a competition. You know, I've done all of the above. And you want to make sure you give yourself plenty of time, okay? Because, and what I mean by that, okay, say if, of course, the show is on Saturday, right? You want to make sure if you're flying or if you're traveling 3 to 4 hours or even more than that by a vehicle, you want to give yourself about 48 hours or 2 days for your body to, to recover or rest from that trip. Because while you're sitting down driving or even just in the passenger seat, or if you're in a, an aircraft and you're sitting down, that your body has a tendency to hold water in the glutes, and that could be, your worst nightmare, especially, like I told you before, those back poses, those are the ones that really, break the ties or the tie breakers. And you want to make sure that you're looking your best on contest day. So make sure you get there plenty of time or ahead of time to rest, elevate your feet, kind of get your water flowing back all over your body, at a normal rate and not being held in your glutes, because that's going to take away from, a lot of your poses, especially back poses. So giving yourself that time will really, really help out. So again, make sure you're driving, flying, get there 48 hours, 2 days prior to the contest. It's going to help tremendously. And if you are flying, do not make this mistake, okay? Do not put everything into your check-on luggage, because what if you get to the contest or wherever your destination is and they lose your luggage? That would be the worst nightmare. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to run the risk of something that crazy happening to you. So place all of your essentials, okay? We'll call it your bodybuilding competition essentials. Things you need to compete, i.e. posing trunks, tanning oil, maybe PAM. But see, that's the thing. Some airlines may give you some trouble by, the liquid products being in your carry-on, but hey, try it anyway. If they do trip, just go ahead and put it into your check luggage. But also, like your food, all of that. I mean, put everything, try to put as much as you can in your carry-on luggage, because that's gonna alleviate any future headaches or whatever that, some crazy stuff that may pop up. So having that in your carry-on, then as soon as you touch down, you're ready to go. And if you have to bring a lot of extra things, just go ahead and put those in your checked luggage, and that way you're prepared and ready to go as well. But, and a couple things after the show, once everything is said and done, you have your trophy in hand, you're smiling from ear to ear, everybody's congratulating you, that's one of the best feelings in the world. You want to take advantage of this opportunity, okay? You're looking your best, so make sure you get a hold of a photographer. And I would even go as far as getting a hold of a photographer before the competition and let he or she know that, hey, I'm looking at purchasing some photos of the competition or photos of me. And so I want to go ahead and let you know so that you can, kind of get some really good shots of me, and that way they'll be on the lookout for you. So, give them your number, and of course they'll remember how you look, your name, and all that good stuff. But then when you come out and start posing, they'll know, hey, this guy is going to buy some pictures, so let me go ahead and try a little bit harder to get the best shots. And then even when you come from on stage, backstage, they usually have like a setup where, you can get your pictures taken right then and there. So look at the different options that you have available to you, but I would highly recommend you get those photos, because you only look like that for those 3 or 4 days of the competition, or even the next day. So say if you want to set up a photo shoot, and that would be the best time to do that. So make sure you're not after splurging after the show, going and eating 3 or 4. Big pizzas and donuts and pies and all that other crazy stuff. Make sure you stay tight for those photos, because you never know where you can submit them to. You can submit them to a magazine, you can submit them to a supplement company for an endorsement, It's just the sky's the limit. So look your best, but also get a snapshot of you looking your best to kind of help open the door for future things to come, you know. And it's going to take, you know, several days or even a week for all that, you know, the tanning stuff to come off, because, you know, each time you get in the shower, you're going to be looking down at the, you know, the water by your feet, and it's just going to get brown and then a light brown. You know, two or three days later, you're still going to see the water getting brown. But, you know, just try to, you know, continue to take showers or baths or whatever and scrub it off. Or even if you have that exfoliator, just go ahead and start exfoliating your skin, but make sure you're using plenty of moisturizer to put that moisture back in the skin. And then from there, you know, it's really looking at your off-season, you know, preparation. And this is what you want to do. You want to take advantage of this time that your body has pretty much no body fat. So don't go and just start eating all this, like I said, all the junk food and putting all these fat calories in your body. You know, start out slowly because your stomach has shrunk. So you want to make sure you don't run the risk of getting like a stomach ache and all this other stuff. I mean, I've seen guys who literally get sick and they're pretty much in the bed for a week after the show because they went out and just stuffed their faces with all whatever anything they could get their hands on, you know. So make sure you slowly, you know, start eating back into what you did before pre-contest dieting. So just start off, you know, with the low glycemic, you know, carbs and just build up from there. But I would even recommend just upping your good carbs, upping your protein, upping your healthy fats, and just stick with that for about another good, you know, month or 2 months, and then really, really building, you know, try to build some quality muscle from there, because that's going to help really stimulate some muscle growth. But just making sure that you have those valuable nutrients in place so that those muscles can use it and, you know, put it to good use. So that's going to really help you with that off-season prep and coming off of that pre-contest, I mean, coming off of that competition. Or if you have another competition scheduled, and that's something that I would recommend. So let's say if that way you kind of get more bang for your buck, you know, because I would rather die down, you know, for, you know, those 12 to 18 weeks for two or three shows rather than just one show. So I would even try to line up, okay, let's say after that show ends that week, let's just throw a month out there. Let's say July 1st. That's on a Saturday. Then I came up, I mean, I was looking online, and say if I found another show a week later, I would just go ahead and have me a nice, you know, good meal that night after the show, and then get back on that peak week diet that next week and come in even tighter the following show or that following week. And you can line your shows up like that, you know, one after the other, and just start knocking them out, you know. And I mean, you can hit three or four shows back to back and then pretty much go into your off-season prep. So just keep that in mind. That way you're getting, you know, like I said, you're getting more bang for your buck, and you're not just dieting 12 to 18 weeks for one show. Then, you know, you're coming back, you're eating everything, going off-season. And then let's say 5 months down the road, you're getting ready for another show. You know, try to group your shows together. That way, I think you'll enjoy it probably a little bit better, and it doesn't feel like you're having to diet, you know, year-round. So, again, there's some more pointers for you, some more additional tips. I hope everything is really going to help you out, and I'm almost assuming that it will. But, again, if you have any questions, you know, don't hesitate to give me a shout. I'll be over at cc@flawlessposing.com. If you have any questions about posing, nutrition, or if you really want to take your physique to another level and you're looking for something that's customized for your physique in terms of working out, in terms of nutrition, you know, we can do that. You just sign up, shoot me an email, and we'll even go over your routine from start to finish, you know, highlight your strengths, you know, and then hide your weaknesses. That way we're able to put you together a flawless routine that will really, really, you know, bring out the best that you have in terms of your physique. So, thank you. I'll talk to you later, and go dominate the stage. You were made for this. You were born for this. And keep in touch, okay? Let me know how you did. I'm out.